Okay, so I guess we'll start. So yesterday we were talking about the Tosfos Lefishas Ein Bekiyum Lishma, and seemed to emerge that there seems to be a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ran. How to understand the relationship between are we chayshish that the Baal is going to be ma'arav emes, are we chayshish that he's going to be ma'arav the sheker, and then if only chayshish is going to be ma'arav the sheker, so then what happens when he is ma'arav? Do we assume that it's a sheker, or then does it change? So we saw in the round two yisaidis, and Tosfos seems to argue on both. We saw in the round, first of all, the pshutay, that it would seem from the round that the round takes for granted. Now the round is talking about Rava and Tosfos is talking about Rabba, but the Yaneinu L'Chorin makes no difference. The Ram assumed about the everybody. Then you can unmute yourself when you need. Okay, so it seems from the Ram takes for granted that the chash by the chash shem yobay abal b'yar, according to Rava, is a chash that he's going to come in the Arab sheker. And the Ran doesn't speak out where he got that assumption from. He just assumes that the chash shem yobay abal b'yar b'sheker. He uses that assumption to explain the difference between the shliach halacha and the shliach kabbalah. Why Rashi implies that by shliach kabbalah you don't have to say b'fanei nechta. Ran explains because he's not going to be ma'arav b'sheker because gomer magash. But the fact that the ear, the chash ear, is shemi arab b'sheker, the Ran just takes that as a double poshut. Where did he get that pshitus from? So the chayri got the pshitus from the fact that we see that in Eretz Yisrael, we're not. You see that in Eretz Yisrael, we're not chayshish to get his mezuzah. Why aren't we chayshish? He's going to. That's the Ran. That's how the Ran understands the word chavdal. But also in Eretz Yisrael, we're not chayshish to get his mezuzah. Yeah, the Ran also saw it in the Gemara Chavdal. The Gemara Chavdal says that Isha Asma, we're not chayshish to get his mezuzah. Isha Asma, mechimot digital yoda igmisha. But we could take out the shashir of Shekhar. We on our own are not chayshish to get his mezuzah. But the Ran already saw that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah implies that we on our own are not chayshish to get his mezuzah because the Mishnah says in Eretz Yisrael, you can accept the get. The Baal comes, then we'll worry about it. Meanwhile, we can accept the get. So you see that we on our own are not chayshish to get his mezuzah. From there, the Ran got the pshitus. If we're not chayshish that is mezuyah, then the chash shem yobay habal v'ar is also only shem yobay habal v'ar b'sheker, not shem yobay habal v'ar b'emes. And we can understand that, because if we don't think the get is mezuyah, then why would we think the Baal could come even ma'ar b'emes? If we think that the emes is that it's not mezuyah, then we don't. If we think our assumption is that the get is not mezuyah, then our assumption is that the Baal's not going to come even ma'ar b'emes. Because if it's not mezuyah, he's not going to come being ma'arav emes. He might come b'sheker, but he's not going to come b'emes. So that's where the Ran got. That's why the Ran assumed the chash shem yobay b'al b'v'ar is that it'll be ma'arav b'sheker. Since we and our own are in chayshish, it must be that the chash shem yobay b'al b'v'ar is that it'll be ma'arav b'sheker. So we could say that's the first yisoid that we saw in the Ran. However, nonetheless, if the Baal comes and he is ma'arav that the get is mezuyah, presumably, we have to take the era seriously, and we have to be mekayim the get, not only to take off a las, but because once there's a taina that the get is mezuyah, so it's like all stars that you have to be that there's a takon of kiyum stars, you have to be mekayim the get. It's very hard to say that if the baal is ma'ar that the get is mezuyah, it's only las ba'alma. The concept of a tainus mezuyah, if you have an all stars, even by shari mammon, you don't have a time where it's not relevant to last baal. Once the baal comes in his ma'arim, stomach, that's a year that we have to take seriously. We have to worry that maybe it's tainus, and we have to be mekayim the star. So that's a second story that you see in the Ran. That even though achshas was only shem yovei about the arab b'sheker, that doesn't mean when the baal comes, we can dismiss it as a sheker. If the baal hasn't come yet, and we're worried maybe he's going to come, it's more likely he'll come b'sheker than he'll come b'emes. So we're only worried shem yovei b'sheker. We're not worried shem yovei b'emes. So by shliach kabbalah, we're not worried at all because shem yar b'sheker, we don't have to worry because he's gomer magash. And shem yar b'emes, we don't think he's going to come maybe ma'ar b'emes. But if the Baal comes and is ma'ar be'emes, if the Baal comes and is ma'ar, we do have to worry that it's an emes, and we have to make the get. Even if Shlich Kabbalah brings a get, then we don't require b'vari nechtam, b'vari nechtam. But if the Baal comes and is ma'ar, we have to be mekayim the get. Presumably not only us last Baal, but be'emes, because it's mistama no different than kimish toras by all stars. That's the second yisoid in the Rav. That even though we're only chayish Hashem, we are b'sheker, but when he comes, we have to be chayish that it's an emes. And we have to be mekayim the get. Taisus is the chayim aduyik, not like both of those yisoids. Because, first of all, Taisus, again, Taisus talking about Rabbah. The chayim should be the same structure. Taisus in Rabbah, the chadchil assumed that we're afraid the Baal is going to come in the emes. That's Taisus' assumption. Because the answer is no, he's going to be ma'ar. It's only a shasha and yolag b'sheker. Taisus in the kasha thought, and we're chayshet the Baal is going to come in an era of emes. And on that, Taisus has a kasha from a Gemara later on in the Chay. The Gemara says that if the Baal himself brings the get, then we're not afraid, you don't need b'fanei nechta, because we're not afraid it'll be ma'ar, because since he himself is b'mechazel agasha, so he's not going to be ma'ar. Ask Taisus, why wouldn't he be ma'ar? If he didn't know about Lishma and Chutzlars, if we really think that in Chutzlars he didn't know about Lishma, now he came to Israel, he turned, he discovered, maybe he heard about Lishma, so he'll be ma'ar b'emes. That's Taisus' kasha. But you see, Taisus' kasha was only, why aren't we afraid the Baal be ma'ar? Taisus never asked, why aren't we afraid b'emes to get this written Shalei Lishma? That never bothered Taisus. The Ram Shif is on it on that. Taisus should have asked a different question. Who cares about the era of Baal? If we're really afraid that the get is written Shalei Lishma, if in Chustor is they're not Bekiyim Lishma, so forget the era of Baal. How come we ourselves aren't worried that the get was written Shalei Lishma? That didn't bother Taisus. Apparently Taisus holds that it could very well be that we ourselves are not worried that the get is written Shalei Lishma. We don't think the get is written Shalei Lishma, but we think it's probably written Lishma. But we're still chayshish that the Baal will come and he'll be ma'ar be'emes. It's not like the first you say in the Rav. You could have something, it seems sometimes, you could have a chash, but we on our own are not chayshish for it. But we're still chayshish, Shem Yovei Baal, we are be'emes. Just taste as a chash and we're in that faith. If the chash is Shem Yovei Baal, we are be'emes, so why when he brings the get himself, aren't we worried? Maybe he's first learning about Lishma. So Taisus, because that kashim Marna Fei, he says, no, la'olam, we're not worried the Baal is going to be ma'ar be'emes. Stam safi the dining in the community, we don't think he's going to be ma'ar be'emes. We're only worried it's going to come to be ma'ar b'shek. You see Taisus in the lesson of Taisus in his teretz, Taisus says that once Taisus says that Rabbi Bekim him and we're only worried the Baal is going to be ma'ar b'sheker, then Taisus assumes that if he's ma'ar, it's only las ba'alma. We're only worried about it turns las ba'alma. In other words, once Taisus is machadish, that we only think the Baal is going to be ma'ar b'sheker, so Taisus then assumes that even if he is ma'ar, we still treat it as a sheker. And we just humor it because we don't want to have a las ba'alma. And later on, Taisus Nath Gimel also says that way, that according to Rabbah, it's only a las ba'alma of the year. Since we're assuming it's an ear of sheker, we're only chayshish for it as an ear of sheker, Shem Yovi Abal Yar b'sheker. So even when he is ma'ar, we treat it as a sheker, and we really laugh it out of court, but we're afraid of a las. So that's not like the second you say in the Rav. So she asks, what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? So I thought that maybe this difference really has roots. Because we already saw HaMachlekes Taisus in Iran, how to understand the whole concept of Ira Baal by a get. Taisus assumes that Ira Baal is no different than Ira Baloiva. Than any Baldin who's Ma'ar on the star, and time is that the star is included. It's Mitaris Baldin. Taisus was busy in that, and Omid Aleph, even if the Baal's not here, why don't we say Tanino? And even if the Baal is dead, let's say Tanino. You know, Taisus is busy, why don't we, even if the Baal's not here, let's say Tanino in his behalf, because we have a rule that we're Taina for a Baldin who's not here. This answer is Mishimi Guna Kilo Barabonon. But Taisus treats the Baal of here as a Baldin. And the ear is the ear of a Baldin. On the other hand, in Iran, we saw Shitas Iran, is that the Baal is not a Baldin. Ein ha'ishim ha'mayni shal ha'baal. So there's no tanino. We don't have to tanin of him because he's not a Baldin. Well, if he's not a Baldin, if he's not a Baldin, then even if he comes and he's ma'ar, why do we give it any credence? Why is he any different than Erecher Be'alma? And Erecher Be'alma is Ma'ar, and again, it's nothing. So why, when the Baal comes and he is Ma'ar, if Eina Isha Mo'en Shal Baal, and the Baal's Takanat Baal Din, then how does he have a right to be Ma'ar at all? So the Biskrov says about, it doesn't explain it too much, that he's the Baal Ashtar. And the Baal Ashtar can be Ma'ar and the Ashtar. What does that mean? What right does the Baal Ashtar have to be Ma'ar and the Ashtar? So the Chayr, the Pshat is, that is Yireisa. If the Baal Ashtar is Ma'ar and the Ashtar, it makes Yireisa and the Ashtar. Not Betar is Baal Din. It's not a Baal Din. It's Betar's Yireisa. So if the Baal Ashtar is Ma'ar and the Ashtar, it makes Yireisa and the Ashtar. It makes us think there's something wrong with the Ashtar. So I think that's a very fundamental difference. When a Baal Din is Ma'ar, if the Baal's ear is Betar's Baal Din, then it's not a race. It's first of all, for sure not a Nemonis. What a Baal Din has no Nemonis. Why should a Baal Din be Nemon? He's a Baal Din. By definition, he's not Nemon. So what is this concept that a Baal Din could be Ma'ar on the get? Or that a Baal Din could taina any taina of the Baal Din? Because the Baal Din has a right, since he's a Baal Din, since he's a party concerned, he has a right to demand a greater degree of biru. Maybe things that on our own we wouldn't be choshish for. The Baal Din can say, the Baal Din has a right to say, I want a biru on this. I want a biru that it's not parua. I want a biru that the shtar is not muzuyuf. And kayesibwe. And the Baal Din, but there is the Baal Din, since he's a party, he has a right to ma'ir. Things that on our own, maybe we would assume that mistoma they're not a problem. The Baal Din can be ma'ir, the Baal Din can be the man that we require a greater biru. Those of you for cheskes sabatim, remember the sign of cheskes sabatim, where the Gemara talks about you need edim and gimel shalim. So if you have edim, let's say you have edim, that the machzik was the gimel shalim by yoyim, but you don't have edim in the laila. So we say mistoma yadar balaylos. But if the Baal Din comes and says have you edim sheyesh that it was the yoyim of a laila, then the Baal Din has a right to demand the higher degree of proof. That's always the right of a Baal Din. The Baal Din can be Ma'ur Sveikas. The Ma'ur Sveikas doesn't mean you can make a new Sveikas that we would never, that we would dismiss out of hand. It means Sveikas that normally we would rely on a Mistoma. The Baal Din can demand that we should be Mavar, that we should be Mavar them properly. So the Baal Din has a right, a Baal Din has a right to demand a greater degree of Bir. Even if it's a Chash Rochek, it's a small Chash. The Baal Din can demand that we be mavar that chash. That's the koyach of Baal Din. A race, of course, is a different concept altogether. A race and not a schus, not that the Baal Ashtar has a schus to demand that we be mavar to get. The Baal Ashtar has no schus, he's not a Baal Din. Ain't ishim menu shal abal. The concept of Reyes is that if the Baal Ashtar is Ma'ar on the Ashtar, that it makes us now have a new suffix. The Reyes, when you have a Reyes, it makes a new suffix. The fact that there's a Reyes now gives us reason to all of a sudden have a new suffix that maybe before we didn't have. Like in any Reyes in Halach, let's say you shecht an animal. So you don't have to check all of the trefas. You don't have to check the animal from head to toe to make sure it's not a trefa. It's not behemoth. There are becheskes that they're not trefa. But let's say you find a reis in the animal. Let's say you find a needle sticking into the base HaKaisis, into one of the animal's stomachs, and you don't have to went all the way through. You have to check it out because now there's a reis. Maybe the needle takamata made a puncture or any other reis. If there's a reis, then you have to check it out. Close by, there's no reis. I don't have a suffer. When there's a reis, the reis is merely sphagus. So Irabal is the same thing. Irabal is ma'ir a new suffer. If you hold like the Ran that Irabal is meaning reis. So it's not that he has a right to demand that we mevar the old sveikas. Yirabal creates a new suffix that didn't happen before. Because it creates a race. Two different worlds. So now let's think about the two yisaidas in which the Ran and Taisus seem to be chaluk. The first issue between the Ran and Taisus is that the Ran assumes that if we're not chayshish on our own, that the get is mezuyah. He's talking about Rabba, he's talking about in Rabba, but it doesn't matter. In the Iran, it says, if we on our own are not chayshish, the get is mezuyah, then achsha shem yobay habal v'yar is a shem yobay habal v'yar b'shek. That was we saw in the Iran. The Iran took that for granted. Since we on our own are not chayshish, the get is mezuyah, the Iran Eretz Yisrael, we just let the get go through. So we're not chayshish on our own, the get is mezuyah. So even when we're chayshish, even in chutz la'aretz, even when a get comes from chutz la'aretz, And when Chayshu Shem Yovei Yabal V'Yara, it's not Shem Yovei Yabal V'Yara Be'emes, Achshav Shishem Yovei Yabal V'Yara B'Shek. That's what's only by Shtei Chiloch, not by Shtei Kabbalah. It makes a lot of sense. If we don't think the Gedi is Mezuyuf, then why would we think that maybe the Baal will come and make a race? If we don't think the Gedi is Mezuyuf, then we don't think there'll be a race. So Mashal, check an animal. Again, go back to the same Mashal, check with an animal. So we don't have to check the animal because we don't have to check the animal because we assume it's not a treifa. Why aren't we afraid? We should check the animal. Let's be afraid that maybe it'll be a racer. Let's check the animal because how do we know? Maybe there's a racer. If we don't think the animal is treif, then we don't think that there's a racer. And that's part of our mistoma. Mistoma, the animal is not the treif, but mistoma, there's no racer. So why would we make a racer? Why would we think that maybe there's going to be a racer? If I don't think it's going to be a treif, then I don't think it's going to be a racer. So that's the first you said in the round. That if we don't think that the baget is mezuyuf, then we don't think that we don't think the baal is going to come in the Arab Emes, because the baal is coming in the Arab Emes will be a race in the get, and we don't think it gets mezuyuf, so we don't think it's going to be a race. On the other hand, the second you said in Iran, even though we don't think the baal is going to come in the Arab Emes, but if the baal does come, then we do have to be chesh ben semes. That also makes a lot of sense. I don't think the baal is going to come in the Arab Emes because I don't think there's going to be a race. But if the Baal comes in his ma'ar, then perhaps it is a reis. That is a reis lefanenu. Again, I don't have to check the animal because maybe there's a needle stuck on the outside of the basic cases. But if I find the needle, then I have to check it out. I don't think the animal is a treif. I don't think there'll be a reis. But once there's a reis, you have to check it out. So Mamashal Derech say over here, I don't think the Baal is going to come be ma'ar be'emes because that would be a reis. And I don't think the get is mezuyif. And if I don't think it's mezuyif, I don't think there'll be a reis. But if the Baal comes and he's ma'ar, then it is a race, so then I have to check it out. Those are the two yisoides in the Ram. Mamish, it's very simple. If you're the Ram, that's it's very posh. Now, she'enkin, if he tases, everything looks different. If he tases, the ear of the Baal is not b'teres race, it's b'teres Baal, b'teres, that if I have it, that the Baal din can come and demand a higher degree of proof. Perhaps if there's any mokum, if there's any shash at all in the get, so even though without the Baal Din, maybe I would rely on him as stomach. I wouldn't worry about it so much. But the Baal Din can come and demand that I take care of that chash, that I be mevar that chash. Because it's as right as the Baal Din to demand that we be mevar that chash out of sight. Things that are not a chash at all, the Baal Din can't demand that we be mevar. Things that we don't think there's a chash at all, the Baal Din can't just come up and... I'm saying many places, but Lincoln can't just come up and say something, you know, wild, and you know, maybe space aliens came down and did something. He can only move on things that we have a emes chash, but it's a chash cotton that on our own we wouldn't worry about. But Lincoln demand that we be mivar. So therefore, Taisus holds that there could be something that we're not chayshish for on our own, but we're still chayshish that the Baal might come and be mivar be emes. Meaning, in the case of Lishma, place in the Kasha thought that Lishma is a real shash. It's a real shash. In Chustos, they're really not beginning with Lishma. Not like this in the end, it's Tam Safi the Dining. They still in the beginning, the demons don't Tam Safi the Dining, but so it's a shash. It's not a big shash, but it's a shash. It's a bona fide shash. But on our own, we're not Chashish for it, because on our own we say, it's Tam Safi the Dining, probably it's okay. But the Baal has a right as a Baal Din. If the Baal will come, he's within his rights as a Baal Din to demand that we mevar that chash ad hasof. Therefore, Tosfos in the Kasha had no problem with his, he conceived that Tosfos in his Havamina conceived that we on our own think that the get was probably written Lishma. And that's good enough because it's probably written Lishma. We know there's a shash that it might not be Lishma, but it's a shash, it's a small shash, and we on our own wouldn't be Tosfos for. But we know that the Baal Din has a right to demand that we do more due diligence and we do be mevar. So therefore, when a get comes from Chutzlar, it's Rabbah says that we have to be afraid. Shem Yovei Baal V'Yar, meaning maybe not that he's going to come be more a new suffix, a new race, but maybe there's a shash here all along. We could dismiss it because it's a small shash, but we know the Baal might come and require that we be more diligent, that we do check out the shash because that's his right as the Baal Din. So therefore, says the Mishnah, that we have to be safe upon an echta, because maybe the Baal is going to come And he's going to demand that we really prove that the Get was written Lishma. He's going to say it was written Shalai Lishma, and we're going to have to prove otherwise. So that's not a Shasha Shema Yovei Abal V'Yair B'Sheker. It's a Shasha Shema Yovei Abal V'Yair B'Emes, meaning we don't have to look at it as a Sheker, as a lie. The Baal might come, the Baal claims that he knows that it's not Lishma. The Baal might come and say that he knows that it's not Lishma, and demand that we prove otherwise, and we don't know that he's lying. There is a real Shash. It's a small shash, we can dismiss it, but if the Baldin comes, then we can't dismiss it anymore. So we don't have to look at it as Shema Yovei Abal V'Yair B'Sheker. Just because we're not Chayshish on our own, that doesn't mean that we're going to call the Baal's ear when he comes as a Sheker. It's not a Sheker. There's a small percentage chance that the Get is Muzik. We know that that it's Shalei Lishma, rather. We know that from the very beginning, we knew that it's a small shash. On our own, we wouldn't be Chayshish. Because it's a small shash, we're relying on Stam, it's not true. Stam Safi the Dining. But we're afraid that the Baal will come and he'll demand, he'll taina that it's, with his taina, he'll demand, every Baldin says he knows. But his main schus is not that he's believed that he knows. His main schus is that since he claims that he knows, he can demand that you prove otherwise. So the Baal's going to come and he's going to demand that we prove otherwise, that we prove that it's Shalei Lishma. Don't just rely on Adam Stama, prove that it's Shalei Lishma. The Baldin's going to say that it was Lishma. The Baldin's going to say that it was Shalei Lishma. You have to prove that it was Lishma. We don't have to look at that as a sheker. We don't have to look at it as a kind of sheker. It's a kind of emes, like any kind of a baldin. It's not different than any kind of a baldin. So therefore, Taisus was quite happy. Taisus didn't ask what the Marav Shif wanted Taisus to ask. Why didn't Taisus ask? If we really think the get might have written Shalei Lishma, so why do we have to wait for your about? We should check it out on our own. That's their own. We think the get was probably written Lishma, so we don't have to check it out any further because we rely on the Mishnah. But we know that there is a shash. There is some kind of shash. So on our own, we would ignore that shash because Mishnah, it's not true. But we're afraid the Baal is going to come and demand that we not ignore it. And then it's going to be too late because they ain't even seen the Kaimah. So therefore, we have to say, Fanenech. So therefore, Taisus didn't have a problem. How come the Gemara in Dafei said that the issue of Lishma is only Shema Yovei Abal V'Yair. That's fine. And our own not Chashish. But we're afraid because then our own we rely on the Mistama. But Shema Yovei Abal V'Yair, and they'll tell us not to rely on the Mistama. And then we're going to have a real proof. So that Taisus never was bothered by. It's a different question. The Gemara in Dafei says that if the Baal brings him get himself, then he's not going to be Ma'ar. As Taisus, why wouldn't he be Ma'ar? Why aren't we afraid the Baal will come and he'll say, I learned about Lishma. The Baal could say that since in Chutzlaritz they really not became Lishma, the Baal really could say, like every Taina that we thought Mistam, every Taina of a Baldin, we think Mistam it's not true. But if the Baldin says that it is true, we have to check it out. Because he has a right to demand that we prove it on ourselves. So Taisa is a cash and hey, true, we have a Mistam that gets written Lishma, but it's only a Mistam. The Baal might come and say that it was written Shalei Lishma, because in Chutz Laaretz we don't know about the din of Lishma. And now I came to Eretz Yisrael. And it gets a taste of Tosfos Kashim. What does the Gemara mean? If the Baal comes and he's bringing the get himself, why is it necessarily? Why do you think he's not going to be Ma'ar? Maybe he'll be Ma'ar. That will be the error that I learned about Lishma in Eretz Yisrael. But again, what was our original problem? Our original deep contesis. Our original deep contesis was that, and it's the thing that we're trying to elucidate. We're medayik and taisus. The dik is emes. We're medayik and taisus. The maram shifts to you. The taisus never asked if we really think the get was written. If we really think the get might have been written shalei lishma. So what do we have? Why is the gemara told to the about? We should be worried about it on our own. That taisus did not ask. Taisus seemed to be fine with that. We don't think the get is written. We're not worried about shalei lishma on our own. It's not a chash that we have on our own. But we're still worried that the Baal might come and be Ma'ar B'Emes. That never bothered Taisus. Even on the Ran, that's inconceivable. But Taisus never bothered by it. Taisus had a different question. How can you say we're worried the Baal's going to come and be Ma'ar B'Emes? If you're worried he's going to come and be Ma'ar B'Emes, you should be worried about it even when the Baal brings again himself. That was Taisus' question. So we understand now. We understand very well. Because Taisus holds, talking out like the Ran, that there could be a shash that we and our own aren't worried about it. Because it's a chash rochik, it's a chash cotton, maybe not rochik, but it's a chash cotton. So we know only would rely on a mistama. Mistama get was written lishma, but we're still afraid Shem Yovei about the Rabbi Emes, since there really is a chash. So even though we can dismiss it because it's a chash cotton, but we're afraid the Baal will come and say that that's the emes, and then we have to be mevatel shach. Now, like the Ran's first site, he's like a chaluk on that you said in there. But Tais has a problem because the Gemara in that faith says when the Baal brings the get, when that Tais should be ma'ar. Why not? So therefore, Tais then turns around and says that we're not afraid the Baal is going to come in ma'ar be'emes, we're afraid he's going to come in ma'ar be'sheker. But then Tais says, Tais makes a leap. And Tais says, well, Tais assumes that since we're only worried the Baal is going to come in ma'ar be'sheker, so even when he comes, it's only a last Baal. That was not like the Ran we saw otherwise. The Ran holds that in Rova, we're only afraid the Baal's going to come in Ma'ar B'Sheker. But if he comes, it's a real, then it's a real year, and we have to be Mekayim, and then we have to talk about being Mekayim again, not only as a last. And Tosfos assumes that once you're telling me that we're only worried about coming Ma'ar B'Sheker, we're running out of time in 10 minutes. And then we'll just renew it. We'll just start it again. According to Tosfos, once you say that we're not worried about an ear of emes, we're only worried about an ear of sheker, that means Akoch was saying that there's no chash at all. Because if there would be any chash at all, then the Baal could come, then we have to be afraid the Baal will come and demand that we mavar that chash. And even if we want to get himself, maybe he'll come and we mavar that, he'll come and demand that we mavar that the get was written, maybe in the chutzlar, so talking about, that's the whole chash, the chutzlar, so not became in the Shema. Once Tosfos is mechadish, mikayach the Gemara in the faith. Once Tosfos is mechadish, that we're not worried that the Baal will come in Ma'ar be'emes. We're only worried that it's going to come in Ma'ar be'sheker. That's tantamount to saying that there's no chash here at all. Tosfos Rosh is a lashon. It's preferred. Tosfos Rosh is pretty much like Tosfos, but what he says in the Teretz, when he says the Teretz, that we're only afraid the Baal's going to be coming in Ma'ar be'sheker. So the lashon that he says is that loy chayshino. We're talking not chayshish. There's no shash here at all. If there was a shash, we would have to be worried the Baal might come the emes and require us to be right that shash. So the teretz has to be that there is no shash at all. Stam safer dani migmiri is not just a probably. It's 100%. And therefore, the Baal has no right as a baldin to demand that we be mivared that it was written l'shma. Because no shash that it wasn't. Well, if that's the case, then there's no shash at all. Then the Baal pack has no. Then what's the era about? Akoch, it's only the last Baal. The Lashon of Tosfos also bears it out. Because the Lashon of Tosfos is, when Tosfos says the Teretz, Vayim Miri, the Maskinah Mesomach, the Rebbe Kimeh, Mestam Safi, the Dainai, Nikim Miri, Beleke El Elaz, the Alma, the Mestomach, the Kirin Yara. Where's the Lashon?
I find it was now.
I complain with Tais Rosh and Mufush that way, that the Teres places that were not Chayshid was in Shalom Yisrael. Meaning, not that we're not Chayshid general, that our Tais Rosh and we're not Chayshid general. There's no Chash here at all that the Baal Shbeil from the Arbems. So maybe it's only Laz Baham. Anyway, the kids said, I think emerges over here. They're Tyson and they're arguing Shitosa. They're arguing that because they're coming from a different point of departure. The Ran's point of departure is the Ira Baal's Bateris Reyes. So if the Ira Baal's Bateris Reyes, so first of all, the Ran holds that if we're not Cheshish on our own, then we're not Cheshish for Ira Baal either. And maybe an Ira Bemis. I mean, he might come in and make a bilbil. He might come to Sheker. But we don't have to be chayshis of this thing and become with an honest ear. Because an honest ear will be a reisa. And why shouldn't we chayshis this a reisa? If we don't think the gad is mezuyah, then we don't think there's going to be a reisa that's mezuyah. That's on the one end. But on the other end, if the baal does come, then there's a reisa l'fanenu. Then it's different, then we have to take it seriously. And in Taishas, everything is fakir. Taishas holds that the ear of baal is not b'teres reisa. Ear of baal is b'teres. When I have a chash, the baal can demand and the baal can come with his taina. And we in our own with dismiss the chash. Drochet. But the Baal can come with a time. No, I think that this is, since he's claiming that he knows that this is the MS, so he can demand that we be provided that suffering. So may look, you can have something on the one hand, you could have it, it could be that on our own we wouldn't be chayshish to get was written Shalal Shema. I was quite fine with that. And nonetheless, we're chayshish Shem Yovei Baal B'Yar. That would make sense. We on our own would rely on the Mistama that Stam Safa did I in the Mikmagmir. Mistama to get was written Lishma. But if the Baal comes and says, no, I was asked, Shema, the get was Akavit and Shalei Lishma, the Baal can demand that we not rely on the Mistama. The time of the Baal is a Kayach, we can't rely on the Mistama anymore. Then we have to rely on the Shash. So just because we're not Cheshish for it on its own, that doesn't mean that the Shema Yobi Baal B'Ar means Shema Yobi B'Sheker. I'm not Cheshish on my own because I'm on my own, I rely on the Mistama. But maybe the Baal's going to come and kind of otherwise, and I'll no longer be able to rely on the Shema, because that's the din of Ira Baal, of Ira of Baal din, that I can't rely on the Mistam anymore. So I don't have to call the Ira Baal and Ira of Sheker. I'm relying on the Mistam, but if the Baal's going to come and he's going to be Mavar, maybe an Ira of Emes. I'm going to have to be Mavar. I'm going to take it seriously that maybe it's Emes, and I'm going to have to be Mavar the Chash. So that's why Tosfos had no difficulty, even in the Havamina, that he thought that the Shash Hashem Yovei Baal B'Yar B'Emes, had no difficulty with the fact that it's totally an Ira Baal. Without Ira Baal, we'd rely on the Mistama. But we're afraid the Baal will come, he'll be Ma'ar B'Emes, and then we won't be able to rely on the Mistama. You know, he'll make a Taina, like any other Taina's Baal Din, and it'll be up to us to prove that it's not Emes. Maybe it's Emes, we're going to have to be Ma'ar, we can't rely anymore on the Mistama. Tais says the kash in the end of hey, because the Gemara says if the Baal brings the get himself, then he's never going to be ma'ar. It's ear of emes. Then why wouldn't he be ma'ar? From there, Tais says we're not afraid the Baal will come be ma'ar of emes. We're only afraid he's going to come be ma'ar b'sheker. Well, why would that be? Why are you only afraid he's going to come be ma'ar b'sheker? Must because there is no chash at all. Like the Tais says, lo yichashino. It must be that there is no chash that the Baal can come and demand that we be ma'ar. But if there is no chash at all, then even if the Baal comes and he's ma'ar, about his line, because there is no chash at all. Well, once there is no chash at all, then what's the Baal doing? Why do I have to address the Baal's concerns? You tell him there's no chash at all. The Baal's not nemes. It doesn't have a right to demand that we mevar it. So then, why do I have to mekayim again? The answer is because of las. That's all I have for Taisus. Here, Daniel.
If Stam Sifri Dini is 100%, then what happened to what Tosa said earlier about? They were in a Kabel. Like, how do we deal with that question? Why Rabbi chose the Shema over everything else?
Well, on the level of Laz Ba'alma, there's still a difference between Lishma and everything else. So it's the emes is Stam Safi the Dine Mig Migmir. So Stam Safi the Dine Mig Migmir. So that means we're really not Cheshish. We're not Cheshish that you kind of get in the street. Mustami, you got to get from a safer, not in the street. But since the mice, the people who start don't know about Lishma, maybe the Dayanim do, but other people, the Seifim do, but the other people don't. So there is a remote possibility. We're not Cheshish for it. Not, based in the real din, we wouldn't be without chashmus. It's not even a chash. We don't even have to. There's not even a schus to tie. The baldin doesn't even have a schus to ma'aris itself. But still, there are stories. You know, once in a while in the newspaper, it's a story. So in people's minds, it's a concern. So there's a lasbi alma. But by other shashas, oh, one second. But Taisa had a thing that they don't accept it. Who doesn't accept it? The Stam Seferim, they do accept it. So who are these people over here? Let's ask a different question. Taisa says, really nothing to do with Taisa. Taisa says that the